It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, I'd like to have your picture, if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75? And where was that? In your driveway. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rearview mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear... Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry. But there was this bus, Mrs. Webb. All right, the lane is clear now. You want to pull out? Well, just don't pay any attention to their honking. You're doing fine. You're not blocking anyone's lane. No, as long as you're here on the safety island, you're not blocking anyone's lane. Let's get up a bit of speed. That's the way. Now, let's practice some turns. The important thing on turns is not to make them too sharp. Just kind of make a gradual... Well, now that was fine. One little thing. This is a one-way street. Well, no, actually it was partially my fault, you see, but you were in the left-hand lane and you were signaling left, and I just more or less assumed you were going to turn left. same to you, fella.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Willkommen! This is the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everybody doing on this fine Argument Wednesday?
No, it isn't.
It feels like Argument Wednesday to me. No, it doesn't.
I understand.
I'm going to argue with myself.
It's plenty hot.
What's the date? I didn't even write it down today.
It's the 30th.
Not August yet?
No, not yet.
Feels like August, doesn't it,
Buzz? It's awful out there.
Today is July 3020-08. How are you? This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Here are our phone numbers, 877-365-3636 and 877-365-3636. Those are the numbers to call. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O, WJFK. Send an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. Or go to the fabulous website, MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're going to love it. You can get our podcast. Give us that fabulous instant feedback and check out the photos. We'll have photos of our special guests today, including former WWE diva. Her name was Marlena when she was in the wrestling ring.
Say it right.
Her Marlena.
Thank you.
Well, what a damn fine idea. Giving your house away for an essay. Her name is Terry Runnels.
Ah.
She's got amazing breasts.
She's hot.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've had breasts on the brain all day long. I don't know what it is.
If
you
only.
You had an urgency when you came in the office today.
Yeah, and now I've forgotten that woman's name, too. Can we get a picture of her up on the website,
Alita,
too?
Wasn't it?
Alita, the lady. I still, they haven't pulled the plug on my West Coast feed that I get for the networks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can watch at 10 o'clock Eastern time. I can actually watch a live broadcast of the Today Show at 7 o'clock.
Have you
great?
Gotten the message from DirecTV
yep.
saying they're getting rid of it?
Got it, and they're going to pull the plug on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because it was really nice. You
I
know?
Remember.
It was really nice and really convenient, and of course they pulled the plug on it because it sucks.
Of course, I haven't had it.
That's
ever.
The land of suck, though, that we live in, because anything that's really good that you're getting and it's kind of like you feel like you might be getting one over on the system, they catch you eventually.
It
haven't we learned
away.
That by this time?
Well, now you're going to have to watch TV like me and all the other poor plebes out there.
Oh, but there is a lady. Her name is Alita. I wish I knew her last name.
I remember that she was...
excuse me.
Wasn't she from the Philippines?
She looks Filipino.
She has the weather. Just a knockout.
She has.
On TV in Los Angeles.
Absolutely glorious, titanic orbs.
Mm-hmm. Beth Ann, go to KNBC.com and search the weather.
Yeah, and see if we can get one of those hot pictures of her up on the website.
That's
because
a fine idea.
She got me all ramped up today. I started noticing her maybe about 3 weeks ago, and that's just the cut-ins that she does on the Today Show, where they have the guy going, let's be careful out there. Yeah. Look at the five. The five going along here. It looks like we've got a little fender bender. Lito will be coming up in a second with the weather forecast. And all of a sudden, this woman with this brick house body.
And
Rob and I had
breasts.
The discussion. We had the discussion. Titanic orbs.
You described her breasts in a way I've never heard you or anyone else that you said, and these guys came to play.
Oh, my God.
You are such a poet.
And then Rob and Buzz, we have the dynamic in the office before the show, because I'm struggling to get a picture of this babe
struggling.
Up on the commercial and on the computer. Mm-hmm. And I'll get to that in a second. My computer woes, where I have been patching together my computer over the last 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's finally now stopped cooperating, you know, whatever virus, whatever death virus is in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm struggling to get the office computer to bring a picture of this lady up there. And then Rob knows just how to ramp me up. And I love the dynamic between you two guys.
Stop.
Because Rob will ramp me up, and then Buzz just looks at me just totally satisfied. And the way Rob did it today, and it's not that you were trying to get me upset.
No,
but
no.
We agree, actually, and you're bringing this thing up. You know, and you said something like, yes, just like the weather people on Channel 4. In Washington. And I'm like, yeah, just like Channel 4 in Washington.
Yeah, you bring up
with
basically
Tom Curran.
Softcore porn.
Right, we've got this.
And we've got Bob Ryan.
We've got Bob Ryan and we've got Barbara Harrison.
Right.
How about just a tiny little bit of sex on the weather for any of the stations here in Washington, D.C.?
A reasonable request, I think.
The last time we had sexy weathermen was Bill Kamal.
Yes.
And you see where that got him.
Right, right. There's only one gorgeous woman, and she's great at what she does, and her name is Lindsay Zarniak. She's fantastic, mm-hmm. and she's beautiful.
We'd love to
and
have
she's
her
great.
On.
What's the name of the weather person?
Elita McBride.
Elita.
No, I'm sorry, Elita Loresca.
Meredith McBride. What is it?
Elita, E-L-I-T-A, uh-huh. Loresca, L-O-R-E-S-C-A. And
Loresca.
I imagine that they're putting a picture of her up right now.
Elita Oresca.
Loresca.
Loresca.
Loresca. Elita Loresca. The name has to be changed.
To
I think
what?
We have to. Lita Hot. We just have to call her Lita
Cans.
That sounds more LA.
Also,
it?
On the big program today, we're going to be talking to a, you know, on the theme of survival, which seems to be the theme of the show this week. Although we survived that ratings period, didn't we?
We did.
We sure did.
He
ain't kidding.
This guy's name is, and I hope this is correct.
Huh?
His last name is spelled R-I-R-I-E. So his name would be Dean Ryrie.
Ryrie or?
Right, Rorge.
Ryrie?
Dean Ryrie is the Utah man who survived overnight in a creek.
Charles now, Nelson Ryrie?
That might sound like it's not that special.
This is
but
a good
this
story.
Was 16 hours where this guy was up to, I think it was chest-high water.
He's lucky to be alive.
55 degrees,
yep,
and he just happened
chilling.
To put his foot in the wrong place. So we'll talk to him, find out all of his saga and everything that's going on. And other than that, we've got a very good show planned for you today. We are finally going to get to the serious business of comedy with Mr. Jerry Lewis. That's what we're going to talk about today. Oh,
yes.
You did not. You keep it with you at all times.
I've only had it for 3 months.
I would like to, if they any of them might be listening, my neighbors today, I would like to really, really express my most heartfelt, sincere apologies for waiting 3 weeks to finally put my trash on the curb. And it kind of laid there outside of my house.
Fermenting.
This is so nasty. You can't pick a worse time of year.
At least the weather's cool and dry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've always talked about this.
How much penicillin did you have growing out there?
It's just me and Carla.
Do you generate a lot of trash?
We generate bags of it. I mean bags. It's every day 4 or 5 bags of it. It's just trash all the time.
Trash or garbage? Is
everything.
It like,
cardboard,
wow.
Trash,
packaging.
Dog poop in little pink bags that smell good until the dog poops in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mounting
he doesn't
up.
Poop in
and
them.
Then the kid, yeah, well, he poops on the ground and she scoops
just
it up.
Simply right. Otherwise, you'd have a very well-trained dog.
Oh, this thing sucked. And I looked at this pile last week and I eyeballed it. And then I had
pile.
Me a little bit. Trash day's Wednesday morning at the house.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So I think it was 2 weeks ago on Tuesday night.
Is it early or is it like
early? It can be. You know. You know. You know what my philosophy of it is. If you put it out super early or the night before, mm-hmm. they'll come at like 11 a.m.
Well, that's always the way.
If you're waking up saying, I'll get to it, and then you sleep in a little bit,
exactly.
they'll come at 5:15.
Well, that's true in any neighborhood. Yeah,
I mean, that's the way they do it. They mm-hmm. have a little radar thing that mm-hmm. says, okay, who hasn't? Because I almost feel like sometimes they watch.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Because it's less hauling for them to do if they can sneak by, mm-hmm. and they know my house. They know my house is the house that doesn't have any trash out, or it has like 6 miles worth.
Two sofas.
So I don't know how we generate it. And then when the kids are around, we generate all that much more.
Sure.
And my neighbor, the greatest neighbor in the world, Richard, who lives across the street, every single week, 2 black bags of trash and an empty recycled thing. He's got the recyclable green.
Oh, you
green...
get to do recycles the same day as trash?
Yeah. He's got
see,
the,
ours is split.
He's got the green plastic thing that you're supposed to have,
right,
the plastic little container.
I had to buy my own recycle. Carrie just made us start recycling.
It's I don't... I'm not going to say whether I do or I don't.
I'm
wink,
sure you
wink.
Do because
of
it's
course
the law.
I do.
That's a yes. I'm
it's
sure.
It's a legal
although
thing.
Although it's
do.
A lot easier now that I don't drink beer.
Yeah, and the thing about our trash is that whatever we had in there, the oldest trash that I had that was out in this area,
Dewey defeats Truman.
No, these were the foodstuffs. These were the foodstuffs.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Like an uneaten dinner from you know that we had prepared with plenty of food rot
and
from
it's
maybe
like,
4 weeks ago.
Not like it spent any time in the fridge. It was straight to the trash 3 weeks ago.
And the funny thing about maggots, Rob, is they turn into flies.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think 2 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks ago when I took a look at this trash, we were at maggot stage, and I don't have the you know the big work gloves at the home, so I'm not going to touch this crap.
It looked like rice was crawling around in your trash.
So disgusting. However,
we have maggots on the line.
And then the cleaning people came and they formed a tower of trash. As opposed to maybe they're probably smart because they didn't put it on the ground. Mm-hmm. What they did was they stacked it up on top of the trash that we had next, and I came out of the house.
Okay,
I see. That was Friday when I came out Friday morning. I look over to my right. I'm like, what the F?
A mountain of trash.
What the F? Because, I mean, now you're advertising
were
it.
Were there
you know?
Tourists taking their picture in front of it?
It was cumbersome but not noticeable
kids
before. And this was just a pile
some
of trash.
Some guy yodeling.
Like you would not believe.
Right.
And it was stacked up high. So I come home last night. Yes. And I get off the motorcycle, and this is after almost being killed again on the motorcycle. And I see Richard is bringing his 2 bags of trash, you know, uh-huh. that really look like he's put them in the shower. You know, they're so clean. These bags are so pristine. Yeah. They're 1/4 full, each one of them. You know,
right.
There's plenty of extra space. And meanwhile, I'm looking at my pregnant food rot maggot land
right.
over to the right, and I'm like, okay. Before you go in the house,
you gotta
let's
do
just
it. You
let's
gotta
just
do
tackle
it.
This.
Good for
He's
you.
He's putting his out on the street. I'm gonna put mine out on the street.
So
yeah,
it's dusk. It's nighttime. So it's okay to put it at the curb at this.
It's
point.
Almost dusk. I will never ever let it go this long. This is just about the foulest, grossest thing.
How many trips from the side of your house to the curb?
8.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
Yeah, probably 8.
Now, do you have them in cans?
And it wasn't the side of my house. I got this little brick wall that juts out, so I just have to walk around the corner. But I had to go, you know, go back and forth about 8 or 9 times to get it all done.
Is it in cans or containers or just bags?
It is in. I have 3 barrels of varying sizes. I have the giant barrel with the wheels.
Love
which
that.
Looks like the kind that the trash companies give you.
The Papa barrel.
Then I have the little, I've got the gray barrel that looks like you'd see in a school cafeteria.
Right.
You know, those old kind of janitorial ones.
But still rubber, right?
And then I have the cheese dick thing that is just a tiny little
barrel. Is that the brand or the model?
It's cheese dick.
Ask for it by name.
It's made Tupperware by cheese dick. and it's the tiny one that has a dent in it that never stands up straight.
Yeah, that's useless.
So I've got those, and then I have probably in addition to that, 2, 4, 6, 8 bags of trash.
Big black bags?
And all no, they're white bags. I have the white hefty bags.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And all of the barrels are completely jammed full.
Oh, it's so bad.
And one of the barrels has a cover on it, but the other two don't.
Did they at one time?
And probably. And there might be a lid around somewhere.
Talk to Richard. Sure. Maybe Richard took it.
Richard doesn't. He doesn't use a barrel because he's got the 2 perfect bags that he puts down at the end of his perfect driveway. And he's the greatest neighbor in the world. I admire the guy. I mean,
and
he keeps all
sure
his stuff
in these
neat.
Bags, there are no body parts that Richard brings to the world?
What? No, Rich is not even remotely like that.
He's a good guy.
All Richard does is good things for you. I mean, he helps you out, and he's just
good
great.
Neighbor.
And no judgment either. You know, when he saw me, and I yell across to him, I said, about time I tackled that stack. He said, yeah. And he just smiles and, no judgment, walks inside.
God hates you.
Why don't you move back to where you came from? Crawl back under that rock, pig ass.
I hate your show.
You Irish drunk. God, what an effort you are. My wife says you stink.
Put on some clothes.
My wife saw you asleep on your sun porch, you hump.
So I decide to tackle it, and I'm going out through all of this, and I actually get three or four of the bags taken off the top barrel, and I suddenly realize that, hey, during this whole period of time we've had some mighty, mighty rain here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, that always helps.
Standing
so,
water.
Gentlemen, I don't have just trash.
No.
I got soup.
Trash soup.
Oh.
And let me tell you, you want to know what trash soup is?
I know, but
at
please.
The bottom of all of these barrels,
yes.
When Carla comes back from walking Beluga,
there it comes.
That's when Carla drops the little baggies that are there. And they're not completely, it's not like those are Ziploc
bags. They're not hermetically sealed.
Those are tied with a little knot, and they're loosely tied. I take the first large barrel, and I said, well, in fairness to the guys that are going to have to do this tomorrow morning, I'm not going to have trash with, 5 inches, 8 inches of water in the bottom of the thing. I'm going to dump out the water. At this point, I don't know what I'm in for.
Sure.
And I dump out 8 inches of water that has six or seven of these bags in the bottom of it that has been sitting there in 98-degree heat.
Steeping like tea.
For 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Buzz, I swear to God, I almost went out.
Oh, sure.
I almost passed.
Who wouldn't?
It's dusk. It's not all that warm last night. It was okay.
Uh-huh.
It was hot, but it wasn't killer hot.
That's pretty warm.
The odor that came out of this thing, and now they're all empty today, and I dumped the last bit of, there's a little bit of water in a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's permanent. I think I got to throw out the barrels.
No, you know
barrels.
What you can do? And
I really have to throw out the barrels.
Well,
it is so foul. I am so guilty of this. I'm pissed off.
A little
off.
Backstory. We had the big rolling barrel when we were living with Big Daddy,
yeah.
And he had a live-in assistant, an aide.
Right.
And she was from somewhere.
Not here.
Exactly.
Wasn't she from Africa or something
like
that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Ghana?
It was Ghana.
It was
exactly.
Ghana. Yeah.
And once a week she would make the most foul-smelling food, peanut soup.
Oh, peanut soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but this stuff
didn't smell good.
I mean,
though.
Enough.
I remember peanut soup from a Thanksgiving where my brother-in-law made it, and I threw up on the way back home.
And she would start by making her own stock with live, not live, but full uncut fish.
Okay.
And about after a couple weeks, our trash can, even when we emptied it, smelled horrible.
Yeah. Right.
There was a crevice in the bottom, and tucked in it for 3 weeks. Was a fish head.
Oh, my God.
And because it was a county-issued trash barrel.
What did you do to get the stink out?
Clorox.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Just throw some Clorox.
These are all plastic barrels.
They're all plastic,
Rinse it out with a hose.
As best you can, and then hit it with Clorox.
Let some Clorox stand in there for a while.
So if I just let it sit, the stink's going to continue, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what's the bad thing is that it's going to be covered, probably. Your rolling thing has a lid, right?
Yeah, well, the little one's got a lid. The other two don't.
You got to leave it open so the smell can sort of dissipate. But Clorox is the way to go.
Sometimes the day-to-day activities just become a pain in the ass, gentlemen.
I know. It's overwhelming, isn't it? I worry about, were there maggots in the water also? I ask about that for a specific reason.
Why?
Well, because when I was a kid.
Now
you're
making my feet itch.
I was carrying out trash, and it was one of those metal barrels with a metal lid, and the lid had standing.
Like an Oscar the Grouch type trash can.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it had standing water in the lid, and maggots had taken up residence in it, and that's why to this day I don't eat rice soup.
You never told me why you wouldn't eat rice and
that's
soup,
why I won't
and that's
eat rice
why.
Soup. Yeah, because of the maggots in the water.
Buzz denied it. I offered him turkey soup once, and he said, is there rice in it? And I said, yeah. He said, I don't want any.
Maggots. Let's go to Lee in Rockville, Maryland. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Happy Argument Wednesday, Lee.
Oh, wow. F you.
That was a good comeback. Perfect. I like that. What's going on, Lee?
Last night I was at the store you have called and dubbed the cemetery.
Yes, over in Rockville. I know the one you're talking about. Right.
And I was down the aisle and was seeing the back-to-school stuff and all the summer stuff kind of being put on sale. And I saw something that stopped me in my tracks.
Okay.
Halloween candy in July on the shelf.
That's a new record.
That's
you were in
early.
Retail in Safeway, right?
Yeah, that's too early.
This is the cemetery giant. How many people over the age of 90 were in the Giant when you were in there, Lee?
Everybody.
This is the most amazing grocery store
I've
ever seen.
They might mark it different there because a lot of their patrons won't make it till October.
So does that mean August now will mean we're going to get maybe some Christmas stuff in some of the stores?
Sure,
why
not?
Well, August is the new September.
Well, July is the new fall.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because you go into a department store now, you're going to see fall clothing.
Oh, right. I can't find a Hawaiian shirt. I'm
you can't
still
find like shorts or bathing
not
suits
anymore.
Or anything.
No.
Looking for a Hawaiian shirt, a nice one for the appearance on the 8th.
Oh,
and
way to go, stud.
Thank you.
Nothing like a nice new Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, charm the
Why don't
ladies?
You come with me to the Affliction store and get yourself an Affliction t-shirt?
Yeah.
Why don't we do...
Get three Affliction shirts and stitch them together
wait,
so
wait,
it fits
no, listen to me. This is really, really important.
Okay.
This is important for the show.
All right.
I swear to God, I knew I had something I wanted to do. Oh, look, okay. I'm glad we're having the Buzz Babes at our party. Right. I'm glad we're all going to be out there, but I wanted a hook. I wanted an angle.
Okay.
Can we get you, can we just have you kind of done up?
You know, done as far, up.
You've lost 30 pounds, and now it's time to maybe, like, get you a little...
Over 30.
When I say makeover, I'm talking about just a little clothing thing, really spice
sure.
you up a little bit.
Sure.
Can we do that?
Sure.
And we'll reveal Rob, and we'll put you in some kind of hip outfit?
Yeah, I don't want to look like Pater.
No, you're not going to look like Pater.
I don't want
no.
white sunglasses.
No, you know what? We'll do this right. We'll do this right. But and then I'd like to, like, bring you out, and now with the Emperor's new clothes... Here's Rob Spiewak. Just another thing to
do. That.
I was thinking about doing that.
Gladly do, and don't forget, I'll be telling the joke that matches the punchline.
That's right. God, okay.
And the punchline again is tight, huh?
I bet he tells that joke late. Let's go to.
I hope so.
Kevin in Reno. Yeah, I do too. Kevin in Reno, Nevada. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. Happy Argument Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay, with your trash cans, if you have water in the bottom of them,
yes.
I had the same problem about 2 months ago, and all you do, if you don't care about your trash cans, right. is take a drill and drill about 3 or 4 holes in the bottom, and it'll just drain out.
So now, that's true, but that's not going to help the way it smells now, pal.
Right. Yeah, I think I like that idea if I'm going to go through that exercise. I don't have anything in my house. My house is such a mess. It's not a mess like dirty. It's just...
Disorganized?
Can I tell you about that house?
I wish you would.
I have never really moved into that house. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever lived somewhere where you just live there?
Sure.
You poop there, you sleep there, you eat your meals there. But Carla and I, at any free moment we have, we're not in that house.
I know what you're saying.
We're not dug in because I just don't have this desire to dig in until I make the house really my own.
Mm-hmm. It's a house, but it's not a home.
It's not a home.
Oh,
that's the way
sad.
I feel. But I'll get a power drill and do that, Kevin. Thank you very much. Kevin's going.
Do you own a drill?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know if it's charged.
Oh, it's a cordless deal.
Yeah, like everything's cordless.
You know what you should get is one of those crank drills.
You know what I want to really do?
What?
I want to, like, knock all the walls off on my second floor. I want to completely... I live in an old house.
You guys want to make sure it's not
You've never been to the home, right?
No, you've never had me.
I'm going to have to rectify that because Buzz has been to my house.
Right.
I'd like to come out.
We'll just have an evening. We'll do an
evening.
I'd like
that.
I think that's fine.
All right. Yes, I know, Beth Ann.
But I want you to finish.
You like that. You enjoy... Maybe it's Argument Wednesday, but you enjoy that more than anything else, signaling me with that helicopter finger that I got to take a commercial break.
And you know what? That's really not a
good... I'm going till 58 now.
Oh,
wow.
Come on.
I'm going to screw the whole network.
Nothing hurts me more than having
you know
to come in.
No, I value our network affiliates. You have made that very clear to me, and I'm very happy to do that.
This is not a good symbol,
now,
though.
Now, would you like to know what the universal signal is for break? It is this.
Okay. Right.
It's much gentler, but this is... Whoop-de-doo, Mike.
Okay, okay.
Whoop-de-effing-doo about your effing trash F-stick. All right? Let's move it along with my Beth Ann McBridian helicopter so you can talk to the guy that caught his foot in a rock.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Never better.
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, a couple more phone calls. We'll take a break here. Colin in Kansas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I love the show.
Thank you.
I was going to go off of what that guy was talking about, the Halloween candy in the grocery store. So I found some already cooked bacon in the chip aisle the other day, which is why I will no longer eat bacon at fast food restaurants.
I've seen it.
Wait a second. Where did you find the cooked bacon?
It was at Walmart. Uh-huh. It was in a box in the chip aisle.
Yeah, what they normally do is they have an impulse display, like a cardboard display that's freestanding near the regular bacon.
Okay.
But it requires no refrigeration because of its packaging. I think it's a vacuum pack deal.
So he found cooked bacon, like in one of the aisles of the store?
Yeah, wow. It's so chock-a-block full of preservatives, you don't even have to refrigerate it.
I've succeeded, like, with this opening segment in grossing myself out today. I don't know why. Jason, Sacramento, California, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hey, Hey, guys. Doing awesome. How are you?
We're just ducky on Argument Wednesday.
Ducky. Hey, I just want to suggest a little cat litter at the bottom of a nasty garbage can.
All right. You know, well, with all due respect to all you homeowner Charlies here, you know, the fact is, you know what I want to do? I want to have, like, I want to have a French maid that comes out and does that. I just hate. I hate doing all that crap.
And you know,
I
know. If you do,
I really, even taking, how lazy am I? That I hate even option, taking my barrels down.
The cat litter is going to fall out of the drilled holes.
That's right.
Option two,
what
is some lighter fluid and a match?
Just throw the barrels away and get new barrels.
I like the idea.
Have you ever
of
tried to do
trash.
That though? They'll never pick up a trash can.
I know it is hard.
It's very tough. You have to leave a sign sometimes in more than one language.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be more handy. I want to be more of a homeowner. I go home. I eat my dinner. I watch my TV. I never do a household project.
Here's
I swear to
do.
God. My office has boxes from when I moved in 5 years
well,
ago.
Well, there's your project. But, yeah, I hear you saying you want to be hands-on and hands-off at the same time.
You're Mr. Homeowner, aren't you? Mr. Harry Homeowner. You don't have any
do what
children.
I can. Exactly.
You know,
Buzz,
you don't pay alimony. You don't have any responsibilities at all.
Every weekend, that's Buzz right. builds a birdhouse.
You say that's right. You don't. I envy you.
What no, I know. I am very lucky.
What responsibilities do you have?
Uh-huh.
It's you, your wife. She works.
Yes.
So you can come in. Your house is probably, and you're both meticulous,
yeah,
right?
So it's spotless.
It's spotless,
yeah,
and it's just there are no
home.
Boxes. It's a show. You hump. I hate you, Buzz.
I'm not trying
I hate
to,
you on Argument
I'm not
Wednesday.
Trying to make you hate me.
No, but I'm just tired.
I know. Well, who isn't? Yeah, we all are. That's true.
I know we
is
all
Is Carla
are.
Sloppy?
Yeah.
No.
And I don't mean it in a bad way. Just some people are Carrie's sloppy.
If Carla didn't live in that house, it would be a total disaster area.
Ah.
Because Carla will come home. You know what Carla does? She gets up at 6:45. She goes to work, works a full day, and then when she comes home, it's rare that she is not at that house. She works out, and then she, like, picks up stuff and then does laundry.
Because your neat is a pin. How does that...
you know what? I'm not necessarily neat, but I'm not dirty.
You are not dirty.
No, not dirty.
I hate dirt. I hate anything that's unclean.
I know you
know,
do.
I almost hate clutter more than dirt.
Yeah.
No, see, if I go into somebody's bathroom and I see the hallway bathroom and I see like a hair or dirt or dust or anything that's like residue, it makes me want to barf. It really does. Mm-hmm. I like clean. Mm-hmm. But as far as clothes, a pile of clothes somewhere in the corner.
Papers, whatever.
That does it. And
like
papers
that.
In my office, forget it.
You'd be delighted at CK's house. No chance of finding a hair in that bathroom.
Well, he's a typical single guy. That's the way it works. That's our boss you're talking about.
Yes, but first, he's our friend.
He's our friend first. Just like all the Savvy Ass executives are our friends first, Robbie.
That's right, Mike.
All right. Welcome to Bull Crap Wednesday. All right. When we come back, we'll have the first buzz, more fun, more thrills. And don't forget, we'll be talking to the wrestler with the big boobs on the show today.
Ah, yes.
And you know what? Hold on a second.
What? Stop.
I'm
going to
do something I never do
wow.
at
oh,
the beginning of the show. I finally remember.
Hey,
good
that's
for you.
Excellent.
Right now, caller 100 gets a pair of tickets to see blues rock guitarist George Thorogood with Buddy Guy live at Wolf Trap on Wednesday night, August 13th at 7:30. Get on the line right now. Caller 100 wins.
Great show.
Tickets and info at 877-WOLF-TRAP or visit wolftrap.org. Your tickets, a pair of them for you right now if you're caller 100. Caller 100.
Are you well?
I got maggots in my trash. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.